Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. And we're going to be discussing the Inyan of B'nai Noach, B'nai Yisrael, Suras Adam HaShlema, based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva of Footnotes at Sal. The Chazanish was Mechadesh, that even though the Gemara says that there's no Simcha on the first night of Pesach, since ain't Simcha Lefanav, like Lel Yom Tov Acharon, where there is mitzvah of Simcha, because there is Simcha in the days before, nevertheless, Lel Rishon of Chag HaPesach is different, because it is Dizman Achilas Karban Pesach, which is a Karban Miyuchad Shel Chag Zed, as a Din Simcha La'atzmo. So all the Regalim have this common Simcha Siyamtif, from V'samachta B'chagecha, and Lel Pesach, the Simcha has a specific makor. So we have two dinim in Simcha Siyantif. We have the general din of Simcha Siyantif from V'samachta B'chagecha, and then we have another din of Simcha Siyantif, which stems from the holy mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. So we'd like to understand this special Simcha. We know that if there's this unique source for something, for Simcha, then it's going to be on a different, in a different level than the general source. Because if you have a kli that's miyuchad for one person, that's greater than a kli that's miyuchad for everybody. That's everybody can use. It's known, the kasha, many people ask, that the mitzvah's kiddush b'chor was said only about the Bechor Me'ein and Peter Rechem, whereas Makas Bechoros happened even to the Bechor Me'av. So why is the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, which is modeled after the Makas Bechoros, is our Bechors were saved? Yeah, but the Bechors were saved were even Bechor Me'av, not only Bechor Me'ein. So why do we only have Bechor Me'av? Me'ein, why is only that considered Bechor? When it comes to Kedushas Bechor, Petarechem, Ben Noach is killed ala Ubrim. If Ben Noach conducts an abortion, he's killed. As it says, Shofech Dama Adam Adam Damu Yishofech. What is Shofech Dama Adam Ba'adam? Ze Ubar Shu Nasun Ba'adam. Chazal tell us, Sanhedrin 57b, that's an Ubar. This pasuk was said to Noach. So according to this Nesinas time, how do we understand that this is only Aser B'nai Noach? And it excludes the Jewish people. Why should it exclude the Jewish people? If it's B'tzelem Elokim, we're also B'tzelem Elokim. So to understand all this, first we have to be Makdim, Biur. We have in Lashon HaKodesh a unique term for a stillborn baby. It's called a Nefel. An animal that's born without life, it's called a nefel, it's not called a mace. Bipshuto, because in the Tchum of Teva, Yitzia is only of something living. Nefila is on something that is even domain. It's even inanimate. And therefore the Uber, which comes out, the fetus which comes out when it's dead, so we're going to call it a nefel, because that's the, it just fell out. It has no life. That's why it's called a nefel. So that's mitzad hamuvan ha-tivi, from the natural understanding. But there's a hechrech panimi also in Chachmas Lashon HaKodesh to invent a new word for a nefel. And that is what we're makdim. It says in the verse of Chava, Harbar ba'atzvonech ve'heronech ve'etzev tel dibonim. So we see now two things here. Number one, we see that there's a distinction between the Herayon and the Leida. It says, Harber be'etzvonech, v'heronech. That's the Herayon. Goes together with the Eitzev. Etzvonech. Be'etzev tel dibanim. So with sadness, with pain, you're going to give birth. So we have two different categories of the pregnancy and the giving birth. Now that it's Bonech and Heronech are Guf Sheni, the second person, Shelach. It's Vonech, Heronech. And the birth doesn't say Leidascha, it says Teldi. It doesn't say Leidasech. So why does it say your when it comes to the difficulty of pregnancy and now when it comes to the birth? The Mishnah Edyos says that the father is zechut for his son, merits his son, five things. One of them is b'mispar hadorot, shenem rakore dorot merosh. Even though it says avadim v'inotzam arba me'oshana, 400 years, that's the galus, but the geula is dorot v'yashivuhena. Cheshben le'geula is kefi seder b'mispar hadorot. So our cheshben is not to figure out how the shanim fit with the dorot. We'd like to understand is the Hagdaros Mispar Hadaros. That's to be four generations, Dor via Shibuhin. Chazal tell us, Chaviv Adam Shinivra B'Tzalim, Chaviv in Yisrael Shinik Rubanim. Chazal tell us that the person's beloved, that he was created B'Tzalim, and the Jewish people are especially beloved, they're called Banim. So in Pashtus, we understand as if B'nai Noach have B'Tzalim. And we're even better, we're called Banim. That's how people understand Pshat in the Mishnah, but this is a very bad mistake, it's not true. There's no greater Mila than the Mila of Tselem. And if it's Mashma from the Mishnah, there's an Adifus Mila B'Torah Shem Banim, the parish is as follows. After the Chet in Yud Surah Sa'adam, Knesset Yisrael was given the Koach to be Machzir and to be Mechadish, that Surah Kivrishon, and Al-Zeh Amru, Adam Atem, Atem Kuriyam Adam, Ve'inu Mas'olam Nikuriyam Adam. We have that special Torah of Adam. And as much as the Bnei Noach are Meitiv Ma'aseyim, they are not going to be Makariv Yimei Asid Lavav Achris Hayamim B'cholshu. Their whole avoda is to keep things going as they are, but not to expand. To keep the natural order going. Bnei Yisrael are different. Bnei Yisrael are Mechadish at Surah. Of a person that is going to exist B'tchias HaMesim. And the yisod of their koach is because we're called banim atem l'shem elokeichem. The word tselem is dimui l'makor, that it's similar to the source. And every son has the koach to be megale, his similarity to the source. And therefore, since Knesset Yisrael are banim l'shem, we can be mechadish the ma'ilas tselem after the tselem was lessened, after the miut suras ha'adam, after man lost his original form, his original holy countenance. Jewish people, as children of Hashem, have the capacity to restore it. And if there's a possibility of Bnei Noach to be Makar of that Chiddush HaTzelem, that's only by connecting themselves to Knesset Yisrael. Benim Ger Tzedek, Benim Ger Toshev. So, if they become a Ger Tzedek or Ger Toshev, they could be Machzir, that Surah, to the Jewish people, to the world. But not without connecting themselves to the Jewish people. They have to be Mistapeach Labanim. Otherwise, they don't have this Koach HaChidush. So you see that Banim is greater than Tzelem. It's a Toisefis al Tzelem. Gentiles are created with Tzelem and Elokim. But Banim could be Machzir, that original Tzuras Adam, which was lost at creation, after the sin of Adam, excuse me. We have a tradition that the parish of Mispar Adoros, that's mentioned in the Mishnah of Edius, that a father is Mizake, his son, is Mizman Shin Noilad V'yotzel Avir Oilam Dafka. If he's just in the world of Ibur, then it's not yet B'mispar HaDoros. But after he was already Yotzei La'olam, afilu meis miyad kvar nechshav l'dor l'inyan mispar zeh. But she uber she nistalka chiyusav lo nigmar imur lo nichnas mitchila l'klal cheshbon zeh v'nikwa nefa. That when does a person include in the Mispar HaDoros? When the child is born. When he's B'ibur, he's not yet going into the Mispar Doros.
But after he's already Yotze La'olam, even if he dies immediately, then he's already considered a door. But an Ubar doesn't even get into the Cheshbon. It's a fetus. So now we go back to the Pasuk of the Pitka of Chavu. It's impossible that Heroyon and Leida can be mentioned together. These are fundamentally different, because Heroyon has no Pesach L'Mispar Hadaros, not included as a son. But Leida, then he's already included in the chain of the generations. It's a fundamental difference, therefore they're not mentioned together. Because one is part of the Seder Adoros and one's not. The fetus is not, and the child is. They also, there's a difference that the Heroyon is Lach. Leida's just, we talk about her giving birth, but not Lach, not yours. Because by the Heroyon, we have a child that's not included in the Mispar Adoros. There's no Pesach for Yeshua and Geula. By Leida, which where there's a Cheshbon of Mispar Adoros at the case, Besoch Yisurei Leida Nichlal Pesach Yeshua. In the Yisurei HaLeida, we have this opening for salvation, so it emerges that Beheirayon, she suffers Yisurim that are completely hers. And there's no way of Yeshua coming out of this, in contrast to Leida, where you have Yisurim. In order to make an end for the Yisurim, to require of the Geula. Yesh la nichum bi Yisurel, ve'en ha-seva lo la'atzma kamo Beheirayon, shenek Beheironech. Leida has Yisurim in order to bring an end to the Yisurim, to be Makar of the Geula. And there's a consolation in the Yisurim. The Sevel isn't only hers, like in Heroyon, therefore it's called Heronech. Heronech is her personal suffering. Leida is in her personal suffering because it's for all the Jewish people, because it brings the ultimate Yeshua when the child is born. Ramach's the original Tzuras Adam. So now we can go back to the halacha that Be'enoch Chayav ala Urim. Somebody kills. He's Chayav only when kill someone similar to him in the ladder of life. There's no chiyuv for harigas behema. Knesset Yisrael are called banim. We are going towards the chiddush hatzelam elokim, chiddush adam. And there's only a son after the leida. And if so, he's not chayav al harigas ubrim. Shod lo chol aleim toyer ben. There's no ben ad lachar leida, till after birth. So we're not chayav al harigas ubrim, because they don't have a toar ben. It has to be in the same category as us. It has to be in the same level and ladder of life. So for us, a human being is not the same as a living, born human being is not the same as a fetus human being. A fetus human being doesn't have that achzaras hatzelam yet. That doesn't have the toar ben. But Bnei Noach relate to life in the original way, mitzad the possibility. In other words, they have the possibility, the capacity to connect themselves to Knesset Yisrael. So they're chayav al ubar. Because the chiyus of the Ubar is also assessed as a possibility. It's a possibility that this Ubar will be a living being, will be born, be go out. Possible not. Just like the Ben Noach, their whole essence is they have the possibility of becoming Jewish. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So B'Tselem has understood each one, the fi makomo. The Bnei Noach shofech dam adam badim yishofech ki B'Tselem. It's talking about a rigos ubrim, that's their madrigal. Madrega of Efsharus. Our Madrega is the Madrega of actually being Banim, Banim Mamakom. So here we have a question, from when does the Cheshbon Seder Adaros start? Likras HaGula HaSida. And the answer is from the 15th of Nisan. Zman Chalois Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. And the Jewish people are called Banim, Bnei Bechor Yisrael. That's when it begins, that's when the Gula begins, Likras HaGula HaSida. That Cheshbon Adaros, the Kratz HaGula HaSidah, begins when the Jewish people are born. And that's in the 15th of Nisan. And the Gula comes via the 10th Makkah. 10th Makkah Dafka, not earlier. And the Indian is that Ayde Yitzia Mimitzrayim, which is Yitzia, Avir Olam Shel Klal Yisrael, Oan Yisrael, Kim Lavo Lakachas Lo Goy Mikarev Goy, Uber Mimei Imo. So then the Jewish people are called Banim Lamakom. Nigula Zitzias Yitzrael Avir Olam, which is called a Leida. So here there's a Gili of Kedushas HaBachor, which is Davka B'Petar Rechem B'Leida. And there's a Bittel of the Milas B'Chor Mitzrayim, which is not totally B'Leida. And that's B'Chorei Marakta B'Chor Chagalta, that's his power wanted to stop the birth of the Jewish people. by Yitzhiyam and Mitzrayim. And through this, he wanted to stop, hold back Bnei Bechor Yisrael. He has the Makkah. B'koyachoy lado shalem. B'choy reyem. That's why Paro wanted to stop the Jews from leaving Mitzrayim. He didn't want there to be a difference between Ubar and Leida, because the Leida is Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Ubar Mimeimo, it's like being taken out of a fetus being taken out of a womb. That's our birth, and that's what Paro wanted to stop. And that's why all Egyptian firstborns got it. It's not totally beleida. It's not totally bepeter rechem. Even the opening of the womb, it's not the firstborn, but it's even the ones in the womb. It's not the first one that comes out of the woman's womb. It's even the ones already still in the womb. Doesn't matter, because that's the madrega of Mitzrayim. It's the madrega of remember there tselem is the tselem ibam of the uber. So each one the fima koma. And the Jewish people are redeemed. So we have Kedushas Bechor Dafka, the son from the father, because that's dependent on after him being born. And that's what Gulas Mitzrayim was all about, the Jewish people being born, and that's what Paro wanted to stop. And therefore, since he wanted to stop birth, he got it on his birth, that all the Bechorim died, whether it's from mother or from father, because for them, the Tselem is the Yekar Madrega. That's why Paro said, Risam Alafnaim in Benu Vamitem Oso. Look and check if it's going to be a son. Kill him already in the womb, because he wanted to be mevatel his chiluk, to nullify this distinction between being born and being in the womb. This distinction between the Jews and the goyim. That's why we have kedusha only on the peter rechem, because only after the child comes out. Only after the child comes out does the child reach its level of Kedusha. Says in the Mechilta, when is a father called a father? Even when the woman is pregnant. When is a mother called a mother? Only when she gives birth. And therefore, we only celebrate the child that's firstborn from the mother. As far as the father is concerned, it's already his child in utero. That's the Madrega of Mitzrayim, the Kedusha in utero. But our Kedusha is once the child is born. And a mother is only called a mother once the child is born. The father is already a father before. So we want to sanctify that the born child. And the significance of being born is only significant vis-a-vis the mother. Vis-a-vis the father, he's already a father before. Because our whole vort here is that we're being born. We're coming out into the world. That's the Hachzaras Tzuras Ha'adam, the restoration of the greatness of man. That only happens at birth. So by them, it doesn't matter, boy, girl, they both get it. B'chor me'av, b'chor me'aim. It doesn't matter whether it's coming from the mother or the father. A fetus is a fetus, that's their madrega, but our madrega is birth. And that's only significant vis-a-vis the mother, who's called the mother only at birth, unlike the father, who's already called the father at pregnancy. And that's what happens on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. We were called Banim Atem. We have this madrega of Bnei Bechor Yisrael, of being Hashem's Bechor, being Hashem's special child. And that's when we're Yotzei La'avir Olam, Kuber, Me'imo, Evolakachas L'goy Mikerev Goy, nation from another nation. And that's when the Misbar Hadoros begins towards the Gula Asida. The klal of chava is a lashon of eitzev. The eitzev tell dibanim. Atzvus is a lack of satisfaction from one situation. Since this is the first time this lashon of atzvus comes in the pasuk, so this is the shorish of atzvus in the world. And that's the kitcher gan suras ha'adam. Because omek v'sharish tsar ibur v'leida that we find in the pasuk is from the kitcher al brias adam chadash. There's a kitchurg, that there's this prosecution that says, don't create this new person. So there was a bitul makatrik. When man sinned and was mismayed, there was a klal of chava. Shechozer ha-kitchurg. V'himitoch isvius ratzon me'adam azeh v'miyuto. V'anu shenik yusurim el b'shem eitzev atzev asol. Klal of chava. Now again, there's a lack of svius ratzon, a lack of satisfaction for man. So that's after the sin. Is this atzvus? That's the sharish of atzvus in the world. That a child person is born with a lack of tziyut ratzon, with a lack of satisfaction. The makachikim are already saying, don't create him at the very beginning. And he's already in his mother's womb. It's the root of sadness. Because that's the first time it's mentioned in the Torah. Is in the pasuk ani yamis v'achaya machatzdi v'ani erpo v'arim lamed beis lamed tes machatzdi v'machatz makasur shel olam zu amisa. Chazal tell us that machatzdi, I will hit, what will I hit? The mak of the world, that's death. V'imuchol haregolim there's a simcha v'samachta v'chagecha lo yitochin shenischat shesimcha saregel lamroi shoy shel atzus shenim sevadim. So we can have a simcha, we can have a samach to b'chagecha despite the sadness. But on Leil Tesvav, there's a chiddush that the simcha will uproot the sadness from its very root. Yizbanam atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And the simcha is a refuah to the atzvus. And that's why this night, as the Chazon Ish says, has a very special, unique simcha to it. What's the unique simcha? And this night we are metakin suras adam. It isn't just stam a simcha, but there's also atzvus in the world. Metakin sharish atzvus. There's no more kitruk. We're machzir suras adam l'shlem musa. That's the beginning of the geula. Advarim niflaim biyoseh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.